Afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Both the State House and Senate have passed the so-called FAIR-Rx Act. It says in Tennessee, companies are not allowed to own a pharmacy that sells drugs while also owning the insurer that pays for the drugs and also owning a PBM. That stands for Pharmacy Benefit Manager. It's a corporate middleman that negotiates with drug makers, insurers, and pharmacies. Critics say that giants like CVS have an unfair advantage when they control so much of the system. CVS has been at the center of this debate after dropping millions of dollars on advertisement, social media, and text campaigns, saying this bill would shutter pharmacies across Tennessee. That includes the 134 CVS pharmacies in the state. The company is also in the spotlight because of a state audit that found the pharmacy chain was engaging in unfair business practices. Senator Bobby Harshbarger, himself a pharmacist, has been harsh towards CVS throughout the process, and that continued during the bill's final Senate vote.
There's a principle that says all warfare is based on deception. I'm not saying that to be inflammatory. I'm saying it as a reminder. There will be information designed to lead you to a conclusion. The nation's eyes are upon us today. We can either defend the status quo, or we can fix what the audits clearly show is broken.
CVS issued a statement saying that it is prepared to challenge the law in federal court. It already sued Arkansas for passing a similar bill. The state's takeover of Memphis schools is taking shape. Lawmakers are considering a bill that would create an advisory board over struggling schools. Under this plan, the Tennessee Lookout reports, the state-appointed board would be allowed to fire anyone who works for the district, take control of the budget from the locally elected school board, block any contracts over $50,000, and decide whether proposed charter schools get to open. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.